Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We've been talking about blame shifter Bondi. It ain't nobody's responsibility, especially not hers. I'll just blame everybody else for all the things that are going wrong and my inability to answer a single question of substance at all. And the cherry on top of the Bam Bondi poo Sunday today before the Senate Judiciary Committee was the manner in which she answered really basic questions about Jeffrey Epstein and the Epstein file, which back in February she said she was sitting on her desk and reviewing it and they would release it. Then, of course, they had the big to-do about releasing the binders. That was on February 27th. There was nothing new in them. Then in March, she told Fox Business that she's got agents working around the clock in 12 overnight shifts to get more info ready for release by May. She said the FBI was reviewing tens of thousands of videos of the wealthy financier with children or child porn, okay? That was in May. Remember, by July, her and Cash Patel were like, it's a nothing burger, don't worry about it. Again, Pam Bondi in May, tens of thousands of videos of Epstein with children or child porn. Now let's listen, Jacob, this is going to be cut five. Let's listen to her being specifically asked that question today about the President of the United States. And there is no denial, folks. Listen to this.
Let me ask you something else. There's been public reporting that Jeffrey Epstein showed people photos of President Trump with half-naked young women. Do you know if the FBI found those photographs in their search of Jeffrey Epstein's safe or premises or otherwise? Have you seen any such thing?
You know, Senator Whitehouse, you sit here and make salacious remarks, once again trying to slander President Trump left and right, when you're the one who was taking money from one of Epstein's closest confidants, I believe, I could be wrong, correct me, Reid Hoffman, who was with Jeffrey Epstein on multiple occasions. And the senator sitting right next to you tried to block the flight logs from being released. Yet you're grilling me on President Trump and some photograph with Epstein? Come on.
The question is, did the FBI find those photographs that have been discussed publicly by a witness who claimed Jeffrey Epstein showed them to him? You don't know anything about that. Okay.
It's a pretty basic question. Have you seen photographs of the President of the United States with a convicted child sex trafficker with young women in various states of undress? Has the FBI ever had possession of these? And she can't answer the question. Ellen from Cedarburg, thank you for your patience, ma'am. What do you got for us this afternoon? Ellen, are you there? Hi, Ellen. Oh, too bad, Ellen. Try next time. Cam from Appleton, you're up. What do you want to sound off on?
Hey, I am just kind of livid hearing like neighbors and stuff on Nextdoor. They are excusing a lot of the pedophilia by finger pointing to, I bet you wouldn't say the same about Bill Clinton. And it's like, you see my profile picture, you know that I'm a younger guy. When have you ever known anyone that is a millennial to have ever cared what happens to Bill Clinton? None of us remember him. No one cares. If he's a pedophile, take him away too. I don't care. The other thing is Minnesota, there were some investigations done on the voting systems in Minnesota, and there is a lot of concerning information out of there where there are precincts that were hand-counting votes, and they do not show signs of manipulation where all the ones that used electronic voting do.
Yeah, we're taking a look at some of that information, Cam. I just want to return very briefly to the fact that the Attorney General of the United States of America, who promised in February of this year that the Epstein file was on her desk and going to be released, who promised a week later that they were going to look into more documents after the first binder release was a dud, who said in March that they've got FBI agents working around the clock in 12-hour shifts to release this information to the American people, who insisted in May that the FBI was reviewing tens of thousands of videos of the wealthy financier Epstein with children or child porn, who again promised over and over and over again, was asked today, have you seen a video or a photograph of Donald Trump, our president, with young women or girls that you obtained from any seizures from Jeffrey Epstein's property or records? And the woman didn't answer the question. Why not? Heath from DeForest, you'll get the last word today. What do you want to sound off on?
Hi, Maggie. Hey, I just wanted to, you know, hit that point you just said again. She had the opportunity there to say that, hey, no, I certainly didn't see any photos like that, and I'm not aware of any, and neither is the FBI. But she chose not to. And she's a lawyer, right? So are you. That sounds to me like she doesn't want to perjure herself before Congress.
Heath? That is exactly right. Ask yourself why the Attorney General of the United States of America can't answer questions about allegations of corruption and her work for Ballard Partners. Why she can't answer questions about Tom Homan's sack of cash, $50,000. Why she can't answer questions about the legal authorization to shoot down people in a boat with military weapons. Why she cannot answer the question, are there photographs seized from Jeffrey Epstein of this president with young women or girls in various states of undress? If you're worried about perjury, folks, the only tactic you've got is to deflect and to not answer the questions. That's going to do it for me, everybody. Tune in tomorrow. We dig in to the Democratic pipeline of candidates here in Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned. Pete Schwabe is up next.